Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab today. Brought to you by Aaron Layla Jewelers, where perfect creations begin. We need to hear from you on this. The long and the short of it is, every year, Kevin goes away on a work comp.
Yes.
Okay? Company pays for it. Airfare and hotel.
It's all put up, man.
He's got the rest on him. This year, you know what? My best friend, John, went through this with the family.
Okay.
Because he would go to Anaheim every year, and they lived in Seattle. Yeah, and it was like, well, why don't we get to go? So this year, the conference is in Orlando at Disney World.
At Disney World, too.
Mm. Yeah. Wife wants to come. Well, he says the hotel, in any event, is at Disney World, but why wouldn't the rest of it be there?
Yeah, just in the conference center. Yeah, it's usually in the conference centers that are attached to the hotels that are right next to Disney.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess... In Anaheim, it was a little different because it was at the Anaheim Convention Center, you know, which is down the street.
It's a little different, yeah. Yeah,
sort of walking distance. In any event, my wife wants to come and bring our three daughters. I love my wife. I love my daughters. Traveling across the country with three kids. Oldest is six. Youngest is 10 months. And then having to entertain them after the conference every day sounds exhausting. I don't even want to go now. Am I the
jerk?
Yeah, jerk. If I tell her I just want to go alone.
I feel like you should. Okay, so here's one of two things.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is usually my 3-day break that I get once a year. I'd like to spend time with my colleagues that I don't see, except for this one conference. And I'm going to, I've real ripped from the headlines with your boy, Chet Buchanan. I don't have kids. Well, we've come up against this.
Yes.
And actually, we didn't even come up against it. I went, what an opportunity that we have. But this is okay. 702-364-9898. What do you do? What do you do here? Is he the jerk?
The problem is that, yeah, in some ways he's kind of a jerk for not wanting to bring his family to the happiest place on earth. I hate to say it, because I do feel like he should be able to go by himself and not make this a family thing. I do. But at the same time, if you're literally looking for the answer of, is he a jerk? Then, yeah, because you don't want to take your kids to the happiest place on earth.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay.
I'm going to vote no, because this is a work thing. And it just happens to be at Disney World. And I'm sorry, but I also have a way through. I have a way around and a way through. Just really quick.
Okay.
Yes or no, no explanation. Yes
no,
or no,
jerk no, he's
or
not no. being a jerk.
No jerk. Maddie says no jerk. Chet says no jerk. Kayla says jerk.
Yes.
What say you? Chris, you're on the not jerk. I don't know why I love that click so much. Chris, you're on the not jerk side.
Yes.
How come?
There's always another time to bring the kids, but like what he said, he wanted to spend that time alone and... Yeah, he's going to be so tired after the convention, so he wanted a space from everything, you know, from the kids and from the wife and everything like that.
Kayla just made the no, and you're right. Kayla just made the sign of the, there's stuff on the text line, but are they are you only cherry picking the ones that are backing your
play? No. There's only one on the text line that agreed with me. Everything else is on Chris's train.
Yeah, nobody. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah,
honestly, I'm a little surprised. You.
I'm not on the island. I'm not. There are people that are agreeing with me, just more saying that you guys are right. That's fine.
This is Scott Island vibes.
That's fine.
Scott,
welcome to call him out. Call him as I see it, Island.
That's right. Welcome to the only one who's thinking straight, Island. That's right. Jennifer, you vote no jerk.
Absolutely, no jerk. Because let's say his conference wasn't at Disney World, would he be bringing his wife and kids?
Well, they
wouldn't want to
go.
That's the whole thing. Like, they're literally the happiest place on earth.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter where it's at. It's still for work, and she should understand that. You understand? Because if it was, like, let's say Des Moines, Iowa, nobody really wants to go there, but you wouldn't be wanting to bring your kids to his work trip there.
I don't know.
Biggest ball of twine, man.
I'm just gonna say. Is that really a thing, or did we both just make that up?
She just doesn't want to be alone with the kids, which is understandable, but it's for his job, so you need to just step back.
Loose meat sandwiches? Des Moines, Iowa?
Nothing wrong with Des Moines, Iowa or anything, but I'm just saying, like, if it wasn't at Disney World, she wouldn't be wanting to go. So,
and you could pop in on original host of the old school KLUC Morning Zoo, Amy Sweet.
Yeah.
She's not the original. She's not the original.
But she's your first original.
She's my first. She was my first. All right, Jen. Have a great day. Yeah, Trixie, can you add anything to that? Because you're saying no jerk.
Yeah, well, you played the perfect song. I miss you more than life. Let him miss her. But they can compromise and, like, take the kids later when the baby's older. I mean, unless she wants to go all day with the kids by herself while he's in the conference and let him hang out afterwards, then no.
It sounds like that's what she's suggesting, is that she is going to go into the park with the kids while he is conferencing.
No. He was,
but
like,
she's going to be angry at him if he's not going to want to help her at the end of the day.
She's got
those
three kids in the... No, that sounds horrible.
Nap time?
That sounds
I don't know.
Awful. Especially when you've still got diapers to change. That sounds just horrific.
Horrible.
Horrific. Now, if you want to make everybody super miserable, bring your mother-in-law.
Well, that was my idea. But...
I don't know. No, my mother-in-law is great. I'm talking about other people. Laura, you also say not a jerk. Yeah, by the way, now would be the time to jump in. If you want to vote jerk, now would be the time to jump in. Sydney, we see you. Please hold. Laura, give us one more reason why he's not a jerk.
Well, just like everybody else said, you know, it's a work thing.
Yeah,
so he definitely needs to just make sure he keeps work with work. You know, he could always schedule another time to go with his family.
Yeah, we had DJ school morning show boot camp in Chicago, but I really wanted to take my wife because we've been to Chicago a couple of times and just love it.
Yeah,
just absolutely. I love Chicago as a city.
I try to double dip when we go, and I see all my friends that live in Chicago as well as do the boot camp thing.
Well, bingo. And then my wife's aunt, both of her aunts and uncles, who we also absolutely love. So the idea was that she was going to go this last time. She was going to go and just stay with them for a couple of days, and then she would come back into the city, and then maybe I'd come out, you know, maybe I'd come out and get her. And be able to see Aunt Sharon.
Yes.
Who, by the way, is the sod queen of Illinois. The grass they grow on her farm is what they use at Soldier Field.
Oh, dang.
And apparently the workers have grown some high-quality marijuana out in the back 40.
Oh, my God.
It's quite good along the fence line.
How would you know, sir?
I was told. I was told because they love telling that story because everybody laughs.
Yeah.
Kayla, make your point. Make your final point for why he's a jerk. Or can you add any more?
I can. He's being a jerk because it is the happiest place on earth, and she is looking for an escape. Now, yes. Now they have a 10-month-old. I think that's irresponsible. Like, well, not irresponsible. I think it's just gonna be a little tough. Maybe the solution is just bringing his mom, her mom, whatever, and we'll get her an extra room. But they are looking for a vacation. She has been mom. She's been mom focused for the last 5 years, and now she's had a newborn. She's looking for a little bit of an escape too. So why not go have a little fun as well and double dip on the vacation? I guarantee you, she and her brain is thinking it won't cost us any extra money other than the plane tickets, and then to shell out for the ticket. We'll save on the room and all that. Like, that's exactly what
she's
thinking.
Not if you're taking your mother-in-law. Now you got to pay for her.
But she's not thinking about that. She didn't mention the mother-in-law. All I'm saying is that might be a solution. But in her brain, she is thinking that this is brilliant because Dad doesn't want to go to Disney. Dad wants to conference, and then we'll go to Disney.
Dad wants to drink with his friends.
Exactly. During the day while you conference.
The afternoon, after it's over. the last panel gets over at 4:30.
And she's not thinking
and
about
then
that.
And you get to go out with your friends and have a nice steak and then drink a little and not have, and like he said, that's his three-day break.
Now, his solution
your
is...
Your boat is leaky, kid.
No, my boat is not leaky at all. My boat is solid. The problem is that he is not rowing in that boat. He needs to go to her and say to her, hey, I have dinner plans with all these clients as well, so I cannot make that.
All right, let's go really fast. Sydney, why is Kayla right and we're all idiots?
Kayla is right because he's being selfish. I am a huge Disney person. Do you know what Disney costs? First, the 10-month-old is going to be free. The conference is making it cheaper for them to go as a family. I get it. 3 days off. I'm sure he gets to go to this conference by himself every other time. It is one time. He can have dinner later. This is going to save them so much money, and they might not have an opportunity like this to save that kind of money to go to Disney. This could be her moment.
God, I wish you were the last call because I would love to say, hey, Sydney, how long have you and Kevin been married? But I was going to say, I can't. Now I got to save it. Maybe I can use that for somebody else. Sydney, thank you. Have a great day. Victoria, why can you add to that?
I think he's a jerk because not only is he being selfish by saying he's a breakaway from the family, that like the last caller said, it's an opportunity that it's cheap cost because I'm planning on going to Disney World and it's expensive.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot to it. Paula, anything else you can jump in with?
Yeah. He's not a jerk. He wants to go to a conference. He has three kids. I understand it. But as it is, if he doesn't want to take his kids...
Oh, you didn't turn your radio down.
No.
You didn't turn your radio down. All right, but we get the idea. I think, you know what I mean? We get the idea.
I didn't flip-flop. I still stay in that vibe that he's a jerk.
Really proud of you.
Mm.
I still want to know how long Sydney and Kevin have been married. I still want to know because I don't know. That sounded like it was hitting her personal. You know what I mean? Like it was hitting her pretty deep.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.